Wake up, sleepyheads. This is CJSF 90.1 FM.
And you're tuning in to Slumber Party.
The Public Interest Research Group, aka SFPERG, has been leading social and environmental activism on campus for 40 years. SFPERG is student activism, by students, for students. Do you have a vision for a brighter future? Are you passionate about changing the world? Visit us at www.sfperg.ca. That's www.sfpirg.ca to learn more about getting involved today.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the stolen ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh.
Listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the App or Google Store, depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at linktree.com/cjsfradio and learn more by visiting our website, cjsf.ca. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF, which is 2573. Welcome, everybody, to Slumber Party today. I'm DJ Star.
And I'm DJ Coco. Today we are going to be doing a electronic special episode. So today is all about electronic. So if you don't like electronic, switch to another station. But if you do, keep tuning in because we have some great songs ahead. We're going to do a little bit of the background of some of the songs and kind of do a little dive of the genres as well, since EDM is a very broad genre and can include so many little subgenres that I don't think that for my songs I pinpointed down exactly, but I've got most of the gist of it. So to start off, we are going to start with a scat track by Bianca Oblivion and Lunis Lamsey. So this was a single release that's an EDM song, kind of more multi-genre. I initially thought this song was drum and bass, but turns out I'm actually very confused about this label in general. So this song is more have this like club style feel. So it has Latin, UK bass, and something called footwork. So had to go into this footwork genre, which is this Chicago-born style of EDM, which comes from the Chicago hip-hop battle dancing. So, you know, they do the face-offs and they have this specific style of music. So it's a lot of shuddering drums and very frantically playing, some fast-chopped vocals. So, you know, terms like work it or
work it.
Let's go. So I thought this song was drum and bass because I thought, you know, there's a lot of drums in this song, you know, I'm guessing drum and bass, but turns out it's a lot more than that because drum and bass is a lot faster, first of all. So Scat Track by Bianca Oblivion is 140 beats per minute. I did this manually by tapping on my metronome. So I'm going really hard
These
songs. But D&B is actually way faster than this. So it's usually 160 to 180 beats per minute. Most common is 174. As well with D&B, it has this very characteristic drum rhythm. So they call it two-step breakbeat, which is a kick on one and then a snare around the two and four. So essentially, just to sum it up, it's a lot of rapid chopped breaks at high speed with the drums. And with the bass part, it's more of this kind of rolling, continuous, lower end bass movement that drives the entire song. And it doesn't really have the same club feel as you'd usually think when you hear it at, you know, at the club. So an example of this that we're going to try to pull up is the song Inner City Life by Goldie, which is a good example of drum and bass. As you can hear, it's a little more frantic. You can hear, you know, keep going. Keep going. No, thank you. So, as you can hear, it's a lot more frantic. You can hear the drum, hear the snare, and the bass is just kind of in the background. So that's more of the definition of drum and bass, which is not this song. But you can hear for yourself what the other genres are, as I said, the UK bass, footwork, Latin from this song. So we'll play it for you here. So this is Scat Track by Bianco Oblivion. Hope you enjoy.
Enjoy.
Back. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, community radio from Simon Fraser University. You're tuning in to Slumber Party, and this last track you just heard was called Scat Track by Bianco Oblivion on our EDM special episode. So the next one we're going to go with is going to be called D'Amelio. D'Amelio?
D'Amelio.
D'Amelio. Okay.
Like, give it to me.
The Spanish did not come out in me there.
D'Amelio.
As you can tell, did not take any Spanish classes.
Inner Latina.
But this one is by Cutie Brat, and the song is a bit on the slower side. So this is more of a club feel than this last song. It's 98 beats per minute, which is more common for the style of music, which I looked up. It is Latin club, but it more specifically is reggaeton. I'm not sure how completely accurate this is, but I think this may be the most accurate for this song. This has more of a more slower, kind of more sensual and nightlife oriented song. So it's kind of like kind of more body roll to this song, and it's easier too than the other one.
We'll be doing body rolls in the studio.
Oh yeah, we have been already. And so reggaeton is a type of EDM within the broad category of Latin club, which is in the broad category of EDM. And so reggaeton has this more heartbeat of this thing called the dembow rhythm. So it's this very repetitive pattern where it literally, I put on my sheet, it goes boom cha, boom chick. So it kind of goes, keeps repeating that same phrase or that same idea, the boom cha boom chick, over and over and over. if you can instantly nod your head to the song, it may be a good factor that it is reggaeton and part of Latin Club. If you can also hear, you know, the lyrics, the Spanish lyrics. This, as I said, is easier for more body movement. So reggaeton is typically 85 to 108 beats per minute, which the song falls into. You can hear a lot of this very deep sub bass. And reggaeton, it originated from the 1990s in Puerto Rico. And as I said with the lyrics before, they are in Spanish, guessing since it's from Puerto Rico. And they talk a lot about, you know, desire, relationships, and partying. So that is a little bit about the song. So hopefully you enjoy Dame Ro by Cutie Rap.
Nice one.
Thank you. Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby, community radio from Simon Fraser University. You are tuning into Slumber Party, and that last song you just heard was called Dame Ro by Cutie Brat. Bit more reggaeton, kind of in the realm of Latin club. So moving on with our EDM special, this next song is going to be Sugar by SG Lewis, Shy Girl, and X and Ivy. We may not have the exact song that we wanted, but this one is the extended mix versus the X and Ivy remix. But, you know, I'm pretty sure it's going to be around the same idea. This one, I couldn't actually find too much more about this into specifics, since it's just broadly categorized as dance. But I'd say that it's specifically more dance pop, kind of more bright and very glossy, and has some influence from house. And did not find beats per minute for this one, but I think you'll find out soon enough. Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Ha 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 ha.
Welcome back. This is CJSF. You're listening to Slumber Party. I'm DJ Star.
And I'm DJ Coco. That song that you actually are currently listening to is called Sugar by SG Lewis, Shy Girl, and X'n Ivy. And this is the X'n Ivy extended mix. So moving forward with our EDM songs, this next one is going to be Rua Freak by it's a combination of Keys and Crates, A Freak Like Me,
nice.
And 96 Vibe.
That's a good name.
Actually, that is a really good name. So this song is 130 beats per minute, and it is more house with some Afro tribal percussion. So what that typically is in more incorporation of instruments like congas. I'm not sure if I can't pronounce this, but djembes, shakers, bongos, hand drums, and it's usually over the standard 4/4 time signature. So that has some of more of the percussion and the house part. So if you don't know what house is, since I pretty much actually don't know much about house either, it's type of dance club music. It always has this very steady 4/4 time signature, so very easy to dance to. Typically ranges from 115 to 130 beats per minute. So as the song Rua Freak is, it's 130, which falls into this boundary of house. And there's a lot of repetitive bass line that drives this song. And as I said, easy to dance to and can kind of put you in a very trance-like state. And house is usually layered with a lot of different instrumentation and instruments. Pretty easy to do so. So you might hear clips of synthesizer or chord progressions, which producers and DJs like to layer in. This song is a little harder to tell right off the bat if it's this house music, but an easier example, which we've played before, is this song called Audio Machina by Casablanca. And there's this specific clip at this area, which we'll play for you, that you can hear the synthesizer layered over. This is very typical house, as you can see, very steady 4/4 beat, pretty easy on the ears, you know, it's very simple, but you can hear the synthesizer, those extra instruments on top. So that was easy house song for you, but here we are, and we'll play a more complex house song, which has this Afro-tribal percussion over it, which is Rua Freak by Keys and Crates. So, hope you enjoy.
Enjoy.
It's getting hotter. Turn up the heat. Pour me some water. Are you a freak? It's getting hotter. Turn up the heat. Pour me some water. Are you a freak? It's getting hotter. Turn up the heat. Pour me some water. Call me some. Turn up the heat. Pour me some water. Are you a freak? It's getting hotter. Turn up the heat. Pour me some water. Are you a freak? It's getting hotter. Turn up the heat. Pour me some water. Are you a freak? It's getting hotter. Turn up the heat. Pour me some water. You a freak.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM. You are tuning into Slumber Party. I'm DJ Star.
And I'm DJ Coco.
And you just heard Are You a Freak by Keys and Crates featuring A Freak Like Me and 96.5. And moving on in our EDM special, the next song I'll be playing is, well, we will be playing, but I chose this song specifically because...
She's gonna shout me out here.
Yeah, it is one of my favorite songs ever to drive to. It's called Kappa Kitty Ghetto 2 by 6X. And 6X as an artist is this type of character who embodies like sexual empowerment and just empowerment in general, created by an Argentinian artist named Francisca Cuello. And yeah, she normally combines elements of reggaeton, dancehall, electronic music. And this song specifically, the average tempo is 133 beats per minute, but there are several beat switch-ups throughout, so be prepared for that. Her music is also at the intersection of rave and pareo culture, which we can get into a bit more, because the main genre that she's considered is neo-pareo, which is a subgenre of reggaeton, which DJ Coco went through a bit earlier in our show. And it's specifically like DIY focused, and there's a lot of like experimental club and industrial influences. So it pushes the boundaries a bit more than regular reggaeton. Also, another interesting thing to note is that it's an alternative to the traditional and more heteronormative reggaeton, and neo-pareo is largely a space for women and queer people to express themselves. At least those are like the main artists who are big in neo-pareo. And there's themes of gender, sexual freedom, started quite recently in terms of other genres of EDM music. It started in the mid to late 2010s and has spread through a lot of internet platforms. Yeah, that was a lot of information. We are going to get to this song really quick. I did see her perform in Berlin, and she's really good. The song is just so fun, and I hope you like it.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM. You're tuning into Slumber Party. I'm DJ Star.
And I'm DJ Coco.
And you just heard Kappa Kitty Ghetto 2 by 6X. And up next is actually one of the co-founders of Neo Pareo, which I talked about right before that song, and a pioneer of the genre. Her name is Liz. And this next song is called Candy Axe. And it's the Tokisha Latino Voguing remix, and this is a very good song for being in the club. If I heard it come on, I would be going crazy. There's reggaeton, there's some other club influences. There's honestly a lot going on in this song, so it's hard to determine exactly what, but it's a good one. So please enjoy.
DJ Liz. Estoy en nota, de un gano de mota. Un trago de tequila pa' que me suba la nota. Un culo con la ley que la nota me la explota. Un coro en RD, en un bloque calentón. Me sube la nota, un teteo de callejón. Me da ganas de cingar cuando te veo ese culón. Estoy en nota con un endro que cabrón. Cerveza, vino tinto, hierba y un trago de ron. Estoy en nota, tengo en la boca. Quizá parte la mole y que me la tragué a la roca. Estoy en nota, por eso estoy moca. Pero Candy está más loca porque está metiendo coca. Lleva suave, un trago de jarabe. Mando a llamar pucha pa' que el party no se acabe. Estoy en nota, salgo de una puerta. Por el bloque, con la loca.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. You're tuning into Slumber Party, and I'm DJ Coco.
And I'm DJ Star. The song that you just heard was Candy Axe Tokisha Latino Voguing Remix by Liz. And on further reflection, I would definitely say there's some baile funk influences in there. But moving on to a song by Horse Girl. And also DJ Love Hunter. But Horse Girl is a German DJ singer whose identity is just fully hidden behind a horse mask, which she normally wears, or horse makeup at least.
I'm looking at pictures right now, and she has a full-on like horse makeup. I'm shocked.
Like prosthetic, and I think everything she, yeah.
Holy cow.
She's looking good, though.
Oh, yeah.
Not in a weird way, but that's pretty much her whole persona, being half human, half horse. This next song is called Material Horse, obviously, and it's the Love Hunter remix. And Horse Girl herself normally does a lot of electropop, which has, you know, just the typical pop song structure, really catchy melodies, synthesizers, and it fuses electronic music and pop, so there's way more electronic background going on over the lyrics. But in this remix by Love Hunter, there's a lot of hard trance and hard techno in it, which is pretty fun in my opinion. And there's a difference between the two, and I looked into it, and hard trance is more melodic. There's way more like energy buildups, so there's a bit more of a story as well involved, and more layered synths. And then hard techno is really repetitive, super rhythmic, and the kick drum is really prominent as well. So it's like boom, 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 like that kind of sound is very hard techno. And overall, this song is still a bit of a hybrid between a few different genres. So again, it's a bit more difficult to categorize strictly, but yeah, I mean, it's a good one. So I will be playing it right now.
Atención.
Yuca Stereo. Domingos 6 a 8 p.m. 90.1 CJSF Radio.
CJSF
90.1 90.1 FM Yuca Stereo.
Atención.
You just have 90.1 FM Burnaby. Am I even on?
We're on now.
We are here.
This is CJ Seth.
I'm DJ Coco.
And I'm DJ Star.
And you're tuning into Slumber Party. We're doing a little EDM special here. So that last song you just heard was called Material Horse by Horse Girl. And I believe remixed by Love Hunta,
yeah. And continuing on, I'm kind of excited for this song.
just broke out into song.
Yeah, I'm just like pretty excited for this song. It's by Unique and 93rd, but Unique herself is an American DJ, songwriter, music producer, and she does Jersey Club. She is considered the queen of Jersey Club. I have a little backstory on her just because I was digging into it, and she bought CDs from the founding father, who they consider to be the founding father of Jersey Club. I'm sure it's, there's some controversy around it, but his name is DJ Tamil. And she got interested into New Jersey, Newark's party scene. And then she realized there was no woman behind the deck. So then she learned how to DJ and produce. She also came to Vancouver a couple years ago, and I saw her perform at Paradise, and it was super fun. Really good show. And that's also why I know of her. So Jersey Club itself is an EDM subgenre, and it originated in Newark, New Jersey. In the late 90s, early 2000s, most of its credit for the pioneering of the subgenre was given to Black Baltimore-based artists. It also blends hip-hop, house, R&B with a really fast, high-energy, repetitive beat. There's a lot of chopped vocal samples, and it has a really bouncy sound. So look for that when you listen to this. It's called Stand Back by Unique featuring DJ 93rd. Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM. You're tuning into Slumber Party. I'm DJ Star.
I'm DJ Coco.
And you just heard Stand Back by Unique featuring DJ 93rd.
Woo! That was a good one.
That was a good one. We were dancing it up. Yeah, I need to take a breath to collect myself. Okay. The next song up is called Like That. It's by Lisa Korver. Actually, I just found it today, but it is pretty good. She is a DJ producer from Amsterdam, and this song kind of moves between hard house and hard groove. And hard house actually emerged from the UK underground club scene. It has really fast tempos. It blends house with techno and trance. So there's some aggressive bass lines, euphoric breakdowns, as they describe it. And then Hard Groove, on the other hand, blends techno with funk and also some Latin-inspired elements with, again, like some bouncy bass lines. And you can definitely hear it in this song, so look out for the bouncy bass lines. And there's also more of a syncopated groove aspect that distinguishes it from more industrial styles. So yes, this is Like That by Lisa Korver.
Don't slap no more like that.
Welcome back. This is DJ Zev 90.1 FM, Burnaby. You are tuning into Slumber Party, and I'm DJ Coco.
And I'm DJ Star. That song was called Like That by Lisa Korver.
And the next song you're going to hear, which is one of our last songs, since we're actually coming to the top of the hour already, will be Beto's Horns, the Fred remix by Fred Again, Carol and Paco Amoroso. This is a song that DJ Star recently introduced to me, and holy, it's good. It is good.
It's fun.
As you can obviously tell, horns are in the song title, and there are a lot of horns in the song, and it is so good to listen to. The only thing I'd warn, though, and that is maybe on the more negative side of the song, is that there's a pretty big buildup at the end that is intense and amazing, mm-hmm. and then it kind of just
chills out,
and it's more of a little bit of a letdown, but it's still good. But we'd be warned for that.
Be
very
warned,
end.
Yeah. Don't get too excited, but I seem to anytime, anyway. So yeah, here it is.
And if you like it, they're coming on the 28th, which is Friday, if you can find the tickets.
Yeah, if you can, good luck.
Flower.
Hopefully you like that song. That was Beto's Horns by Fred again, and Cariel and Paco Amoroso. We are going to come and say our goodbye since we are pretty much done for today. We've got 5 more minutes until it is open mic next, I believe, with Lynn, if they're here. hopefully scurry down to the station. But if not... you'll be hearing some good syndicated content, so stay tuned. But at 8 p.m., we have Bitcoover with our music coordinator, Connor, so also stick around for that. But we will see you next week. We will exit with our very last song. So this one is also by Fred again, because we've been on the Fred again kick. But this is from the latest album that is going to be released, dropping on December 12th, and it is Winnie.
So yeah.
Enjoy. And enjoy. See you next week.
See you.
Yeah.
Me no roller coaster, me star that eh. When I roller coaster, go the wa. Me no roller coaster, me say eh. When I roller coaster, yeah, me go. Me no roller coaster, me star that eh. When I roller coaster, yeah, me say wa. Me no roller coaster, me say eh. When I roller coaster, yeah, me go.
Roller, me
say eh. Mr. A. When I roller coaster go, yeah, Mr. Wa. When I roller coaster go, say Mr. E. When I roller coaster go, yeah, Mr. Go.
See you guys next week, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.